Srila Prabhupada once said the success formula. The success formula can be given in 5 words, he said. Krishna is the supreme controller. This is the sentence he wrote in a letter. If you know and understand this one sentence, he said, you will be a success in spiritual life. What is the meaning of understanding this? Often we hear pastimes of Krishna with Yashoda, Nanda, or Srimati Radharani or Gopis. These things are all very, very far-fetched idea. In the beginning stage, like in our stage, the first realization we should get deep in our heart is Krishna is the supreme controller. To realize this sentence, the Shastras help us. Okay. Because if you see the world we are living in, the scorching heat of the sun and cutting cold of the winter, they all torture every living entity. Everyone is suffering. Shita, Atapa, Bata, Barishana. Yedena, Yamini, Jagire. Everyone is suffering in this world. But animals go on suffering without asking, why am I suffering? That's the meaning of an animal. If a human being says, I am all right, I am fine, that means he has forgotten suffering, so he's also counted as an animal. If somebody thinks, I don't see any suffering, that means he's an animal, according to Shastra. Because human being is one who has awakened to the realization that I am entrapped in a very dirty body, which is inflicting me varieties of sufferings, and I don't even know who I am. That's what Sanatana Goswami said. So that's the first realization, that if the suffering is being inflicted upon me, there should be somebody who is inflicting on me, which is the God's energies. The energies of God are so powerful. Prabhupada says one blow of one cyclone can knock down hundreds and thousands of buildings in California, Prabhupada says. So, to realize the power of God is to realize it through His energies in the beginning. And also, when one sees the vastness of even one universe, where the pralaya and the kalpa, creation and destruction are taking place, we are not even a dot in this universe. So one should realize one's insignificance. And how is all these things happening in this universe? It is explained. Yavsa chandrarka nakshatra kam disho burmaho dadihi vasudevasya viryena vidratani mahatmanaha sasurasura gandharva sayakshoraga rakshasam jagatvashe vartate idam krishna sasya characharam. The whole universe with its charachar is in the grip of Krishna. Jagatvashe vartate idam krishna sasya characharam. Prakriti svama vashtabhya visrjami punah punah. Bhutagramam imam krishnam avasham prakrite vashat, he says. Again the word vasha is using. Everything is in the vash of Prakriti, and Prakriti is in the vash of Krishna. And Krishna has the grip of the whole universe within his hands. So to understand the supremacy of Krishna and to consider one's insignificance is the first step in religion. Fear of God is the beginning of religion. Love of God is the end of religion. So we are not in the end of religion now. We are not Mahabhagavats. We are in the beginning of religion. We have to understand how Krishna is the supreme controller. Then after understanding this, then we have to understand all the great personalities, not great, greatest of the personalities. Shiva attains Shivatva. How? By taking shelter of Krishna's lotus feet, by accepting Ganges on his head. Brahma attained perfection in his life. How? By taking shelter of Krishna's feet. Lakshmi, although Lakshmi is most sought after, not only by the human beings, but also by the other demigods, she is the mother of the whole universe, worshipped by everyone, and she is taking shelter of Krishna's lotus feet. In this way, we find that the greatest of the personalities are taking shelter of Krishna's lotus feet. So why should we know this? By understanding that all the great personalities are taking shelter of Krishna's feet, if all the great, great living beings and personalities are taking shelter of his feet, who am I? I also should take shelter of the same lotus feet. So we can be inspired to take shelter of Krishna's lotus feet. So one's heart should be surcharged with the feelings of insignificance of oneself and surrender to the lotus feet of Krishna. With these two feelings. If we cultivate these feelings, we will feel such deep protection in our heart, exactly as a child feels in the lap of the mother. We can get the same feeling by cultivating these two feelings. Just as when a child is kept on the floor and the mother goes away into the kitchen, the child feels as if the universe has come to an end. But when the mother takes the child and keeps on the lap, wrapping the body of the child with a napkin or something, the child feels the greatest joy. Even if there is a lightning and thunderbolt in the sky, child has no fear. Child can kick away with his feet. He can get that confidence. Similarly, a devotee, when he cultivates these two feelings of insignificance of oneself and surrender at the lotus feet of Krishna, and Krishna's greatness constantly being glorified in one's heart, based on the scriptures, not in the imagination, then one will be inspired to take shelter of Krishna. Prabhupada says, if somebody is more powerful than me, he is coming to, imagine, for example, you are sitting in one place, suddenly a big Palawan is coming. Yeah, like in the television, sometimes you see a big wrestler with a huge muscular body, like an elephant, and he's coming with a fist like this, and is very sniffing very angrily towards you. It seems somebody has told him something that you said about him or did about him, and he is coming to punch on your nose. What you will do? Yeah? You will run away? He's chasing after you. What will you do? Yeah, he's saying you'll catch his feet. You will first tell him, I salute you, sir. I bow down to you. Please tell me, I think you are angry with me. You will want to make a peace with him. Probably you will remove a peace flag and show it. Sir, please, no, peace, peace. Let there be peace for me and you, everyone. Isn't it? You will tell him that, sir, please, I think some misunderstanding has happened between you and me. Somebody has told you, wait a minute, please don't hit me. Before hitting, please kindly clarify. Correct? You will surrender to him. Because if you surrender to someone, then there is a possibility of being saved. Correct, no? Yeah. So, one of the great Vaishnavacharyas talks about the rabbits. There were three rabbits. A hunter was sitting. He had captured some rabbits for eating. But these rabbits were taking shelter of his feet. They were, you know, crawling around his feet. Round and round around the feet. So, the hunter felt so much sympathy for them, such a tender creatures. They are crawling at my feet. So he decided not to kill them. He decided to spare them. When one Vaishnavacharya saw this, immediately he fainted. He became unconscious. He said, even if a cruel-hearted hunter becomes soft-hearted by seeing some tender rabbits taking shelter of his feet, will not the Supreme Lord Krishna, whose shelter which is most sought by the devotees, forgive all the offenses and sinful reactions of a devotee and pick him up place him in his association? This kind of thought came in his mind. So, a devotee should cherish such thoughts of surrender in the heart to Krishna. In fact, keeping the sweet love, sweetness of Krishna's pastimes aside, far away, that comes much later. Even before, objectively, Krishna should be accepted as the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Based on the strength of the scriptures, based on the strength of the Acharya's conviction, based on those great souls who have practiced Krishna consciousness and awakened and realized Krishna consciousness. On the strength of that, and based on our own surrender and the experience of the shelter, based on these things, one should always cultivate fervent thoughts of constant surrender to Krishna at every moment. By such thoughts only, then, by such kind of shelter, then chanting the holy name is very easy. Why Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is saying, Ainanda tanuja kinkaram patitam maam vishame bhavam budau kripayata vapada pankaja stita dhuli sadrisham vichintaya. He says, place me at your lotus feet as one of the millions of atoms, my dear Lord. He doesn't say, I want to dance with you like a gopi. He doesn't say, I want to go for herding cows with you like a coward boy. He doesn't say, I want to take a stick and beat you like Yashoda was doing. He says, place me at your lotus feet as one of the millions of atoms. I don't want anything more than that. So, unless this mood is very deeply cultivated, one should not embark upon speaking and hearing the colorful pastimes of Krishna with gopas and gopis and the cows and calves and Yashoda and all that. Because those pastimes, speaking them is meaningless unless we have deeply assimilated this concept of surrender to Krishna. So many times when we hear the pastimes of Krishna and the gopis and gopas, and it's very enjoyable because we are in a platform of material outlook. Actually, we don't want to surrender to Krishna. For example, Gandhi, one of the famous politicians, he once said in a public meeting, somebody asked him, why is God dancing with so many gopis and everything? He said, if it is true that Krishna danced with all these gopis, I feel myself ashamed to call myself a Hindu, he said. This goes to show he didn't accept Krishna's supremacy. So that pastimes could not be digested. He couldn't digest the pastimes of Krishna. Because an average blue boy, young boy dancing with the girls is meaningless for a devotee. But because he's a supreme personality of Godhead, and then how he is dealing with Yashoda and Nanda, then it makes sense for us. Otherwise, simply any boy, any child dealing with mother and father like this, or any boy dancing with the gopis is like this, I mean girls like this, doesn't make any sense to us. So, because Gandhi hadn't accepted Krishna as the supreme personality of Godhead, heart of hearts, that is very important. That's the first step. Without accepting that, somebody thinks in the heart, maybe Krishna was a politician or somebody. Maybe he was a king. Who knows? These people, I think they have made him into God or something. Such people can never venture to enter into the pastimes of Krishna. That is why Shastra is very much insist. In the beginning, one should completely take shelter of Krishna. And one should actually experience the feelings of surrender. Otherwise, hearing pastimes is simply a will-o'-the-wisp. It is simply like Akasha Pushp. That is why many people hearing pastimes, they laugh, they clap hands, they enjoy, and they go away also. They don't stay in Krishna's shelter. Why? Because they haven't taken shelter, or they even fall down. Pray to sins. Why? Because the algebra comes before calculus. Without learning algebra, if you try to learn calculus, it will be a foolish endeavor. You will not understand what calculus is. So, we all can check in our own hearts. How much do I accept Krishna as the Supreme Personality of Godhead? How much do I feel surrender at His lotus feet? Have I firmly accepted this principle in my life deeply? Then we can enjoy the pastimes. Then we can, when you become part of the pastime, in those pastimes also, there will be a lot of gratitude. The Supreme Lord is dancing with me. The Supreme Lord is allowing me to get entry into His pastimes. Just like Narada, Shiva, all of them are struggling hard to get an entry pass, to enter into the dancing arena of Krishna with the gopis, which is very rare. So the holy names should be chanted in this mood. Ainanda Tanaja Kinkaram Patitam Mamishme Bhavam Buddha. And we have to intensify the fervent feelings of insignificance of oneself and surrender at Krishna's lotus feet. Harinam Prabhu ki. Jai.